Lucky Brown has won cash and prizes totaling $9,330. Today, one of our contestants can win a fur coat, silver bars, a living room, or a trip to Russia, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Ford Thunderbird and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on sale on the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're delighted to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us at home for Sale of the Century. Saw those silver bars there at the beginning of the show. Well, on our last show, the champion won them. Let's welcome him back. Rocky Brown. Hello, Rocky.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Have you started to check the newspapers now about whether the
Standard and Poor's, right?
Yes, whether silver's going up or down now. Over $9,000. Trip to Mexico with silver bars and some beautiful artwork you picked up, too.
Gorgeous picture, yeah.
Are you ready to go again?
Absolutely.
All right, good luck. Here's a fine champion. Here to introduce, I'm sure, a couple of fine challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Oh, that's one of my favorite outfits to do. I like that one. Whom did you bring us?
She is writing a state-of-the-art cookbook from San Diego, California. A big hand to Cheryl Wachina.
Hello there, Cheryl.
And he's a jet setter from Encino, California. Let's hear it for Harold Cohn.
Hi there, Harold. Seeing a little lady summer? I do like that outfit.
Thank you.
Harold, a jet setter. Really?
Well, Jim, I was part of the design team that helped design, build, and fly the first experimental jet airplane in the United States.
Oh, that had to be. That had to be very nice.
In fact, we had no jet engines at that time and had to borrow one from England.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that has to be a better jet setter than running around with Robin Leach someplace, I must say. That makes more sense to me. Nice to have you here, Harold. Cheryl, a state-of-the-art cookbook you're writing.
Yes, Jim. I enjoy gourmet cooking, and I love computers, so I'm going to combine the two and make a computerized cookbook.
Well, a terrific idea. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here as well. Let's get all three of you started with $20 and get into the match with this question. His funny characters include Aunt Blabby, Floyd R. Turbo, Rocky?
Jonathan Winters.
No. No. Oh. And Karnak the Magnificent. No, that's Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. In New York City, they're called the finest. In London, they're called Bobby. Rocky.
Policeman.
Well, that's what they are. And $5 for the correct answer puts Rocky back up to 20. Complete this tongue twister. She sells seashells, Cheryl?
By the seashore.
You got it. You've got another $5. And Cheryl, you go into the lead by $5. According to Shakespeare, what flower by any other name, Rocky?
A rose.
Would smell as sweet it is indeed a rose. Rocky gets another $5 and ties Cheryl. This puffy confection can be found floating on your hot chocolate or melted, Cheryl?
Marshmallow.
On your sweet potato, it is indeed a marshmallow. And Cheryl goes into the lead, and what a great time to go into the lead because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Cheryl, you have a $5 lead over Rocky, and we've got something very nice. Take a look at this.
Cheryl, you can rock around the clock, flipping through this great gift catalog. With your JT's General Store gift certificate, you may select a Bentwood rocker, attractive oak finish with plush back and seat, in the in-home shopping catalog, furnished by JT's General Store. And it's normally priced at $500, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, you old devil, you there. My goodness. Sure. Now, that's terrific. The rocker is just an example because it is the country store catalog, and you can buy $500 worth of any merchandise, and they've got some terrific things. $500 worth for not $6. You've got a $5 lead. You can have it for $5. You'd be in a tie with Rocky. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Oh, I thought you might like that with a choice of items. All right, would you two stop? Back to business. This handsome actor's TV roles have included Bentley Gregg, Charlie Townsend, Cheryl?
John Forsythe.
And Blake Carrington. You are right, Forsythe it is. And Cheryl with the $10 lead over the champion. In Japan, what would you watch sumos do? Rocky.
Wrestle.
Wrestle it is. Rocky to 30 within 5 of Cheryl. In The Christmas Story, who was the tight-fisted business partner? Cheryl?
Marley.
No. Oh, I was going to say the tight-fisted business partner. What? Oh, Moore, our judge says.
Jacob Marley.
Oh,
No, I'm sorry. Oh, he was being helpful. The question was, who was the tight-fisted business partner of Jacob Marley? And since you had finished the question, our judge gave you the opportunity for more, and of course you know it was Scrooge, the other one. Sorry about that, Cheryl. You lose 5. The judge tried to help you. You and Rocky are in a tie. And it's time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous fictional character. I am the title character of a book published in 1884. While my author wrote many other stories, mine remains his masterpiece. The tale pictures the Mississippi River frontier before the Civil War, and much of the action takes place on a river raft. Rocky.
Huckleberry Finn.
Yes, that's right. I know you were thinking, is it Tom Sawyer or is it Huckleberry Finn? It's Huckleberry Finn, and Rocky gets control of the board. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the 2.
If you can stop that flashing light on the $10, we'll add it to your score. You might need it, Rocky. You're in a tie right now, so good luck.
Number 2.
Well, you missed it. He lands on 4 and gets...
a lounge chair. Easy rest reading chair. The new look in a comfortable chair that reclines, rocks, and swivels. Designed for style and comfort. Furnished by Easy Rest.
Beautiful chair. Absolutely. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And obviously, with that score, we've got a good game going. We'll get right back to it after this. Close game. Rocky and Cheryl both at 30. Harold just 2 questions behind at 20. Before we get back, Rocky, did you just put that little good luck charm up there?
No, he's been here all the whole time.
Oh, I didn't notice him there. I thought maybe you just put him up because Cheryl's been pushing you so much today.
No, my squirrel's been there.
Your little lucky Rocky squirrel. All right, back to see if your squirrel's going to help you. What would you do with a caftan? Cheryl.
Wear it.
Wear it is right. It is a tunic, and Cheryl was into the lead by 5. In the song America the Beautiful, what color are the mountains' majesty, Rocky?
Purple.
Purple mountains' majesty is yes, and Rocky keeps a pace of 35. In law, a printed lie is called libel. Rocky.
Slander.
What is a spoken lie called? It is indeed slander. Good anticipation. Gapping back into the lead. From what European nation did the U.S. make the Louisiana Purchase? Rocky.
France.
France is right, and the champion with a $10 lead. Good time to be in the lead because it's time once again for an instant bargain, and we've got a great instant bargain. You know what, that last instant bargain, I think Summer woke up that poor old dear because he's back with us again.
Rocky, you can be a real swinger on your trip to beautiful Palm Springs. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 4 sunny days in the desert playground. You'll have a vacation at historic Ingleside Inn in Palm Springs, wonderful dining at Melvin's featuring fine continental cuisine and piano bar, an elegant vacation in Palm Springs furnished by Ingleside Inn. And it's normally priced at $960, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, you sure got out of that rocker, sir. Now, Rocky, we are selling a trip to Palm Springs.
Oh, the ladies don't know.
No, that's it. I just wanted to fill it. We are selling
a bikinis, you know?
Trip. That's right. Yes, that's why I wanted to clarify that. Trip to Palm Springs, $960 trip. Costs $11 normally. But with a $10 lead, Rocky, that trip and $200 spending money cost you just $10. You'd be in a tie with Cheryl again. $1,160 trip. Going once. Going to Palm Springs. Enjoy that. You're doing okay there, you old devil, you. Beautiful trip for $10. We knock it off Rocky's score. He and Cheryl back into a tie again. Harold, come on, get going there. Snakes, turtles, and alligators are all members. Cheryl.
Reptiles.
That's the family reptile it is. Cheryl back into the lead. In blackjack, what's the best score, Harold?
21.
21 it is. Harold's got it. 25. Yes. Finally beat him to the buzzer. Which northern state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes? Rocky.
Michigan.
No. Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. And the champion takes a backward step, and Cheryl was a $10 lead. What substance makes up the Earth's hydrosphere? Rocky.
Hydrogen.
No, the hydrosphere of the Earth, that is water, hydro, water. And the champion takes another backward step, losing 5. Cheryl's got a $15 lead, and Harold and Rocky tied for second place. Name the lovable comic who played straight man to his wife, Gracie Allen. Rocky?
George Burns.
George Burns, that's right. Back into second place goes Rocky. What a delightful man George Burns is. He recently quipped, "I'll be 90 in January." Do you realize that's older than most countries? We'll be right back. Rocky looking for a third trip to that winner's board. Right now he's in second place. And Rocky, I have been informed the question you missed about Minnesota, your good luck charm, Rocky the squirrel, is from
Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
You know, our entire staff knew that. Obvious, when they're not working, obviously they all tune into PBS. I mean, you can tell that immediately. Well, Rocky's in second place at 30, Cheryl's in the lead at 40, and Harold at 25. Back to the fame game now. Let's get serious. Another money card going up there, and a famous thing. I am usually made from grain, grapes, potatoes, beets, or molasses, and I'm normally a colorless and aged liquor of neutral spirits. Cheryl.
Sugar?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of that board, so you stay at 40. But you're out of the question. As we clear it, continue for the gentleman. I'm normally a colorless and aged liquor of neutral spirits without distinctive taste or odor. I am a beverage originated... Harold.
Gin.
No. And Rocky gets the rest of the question all to himself. I'm a beverage originated by either the Poles or the Russians, depending on who has the last word. Actually, the world's strongest. You can buzz in any time if you know it. Rocky.
Vodka.
Yeah, I thought if it wasn't gin, it had to be the other one. I was going to keep on going. It didn't look like you needed it. Rocky, you got control now. Where's that other money car?
Behind the one.
Two of them to shoot for. Good luck, Rocky.
Number one.
Ooh, right down the line. He's got another nice prize, I'm sure.
Yes, a microwave oven. Emerson's Deluxe Full-Size Programmable Microwave Oven features 4-stage timer and 3-stage temperature memory cooking with 21-function programmability, defrost, and temperature probe. Fine-tune your life with Emerson.
That one looks like it works.
It's the one thing I don't own in my kitchen.
That's the one. Yeah, you look like, hey, that's exactly what it... Well, that's terrific. That's nice.
Perfect.
And that, of course, is yours to keep. Again, no matter how you finish in the game. Cheryl and Harold, you're back in. Let's get back with this for five. Name the child actress who later became U.S. Ambassador... Rocky,
Shirley Temple Black.
...to Ghana, as a matter of fact, and you are right for another five. What five-letter word describes the indentation in the chin? Rocky.
Cleft.
Cleft it is, and a tie again with Cheryl and Rocky. Name the movie star mother of the reigning queen of horror films, Jamie Lee Curtis. Cheryl.
Lee.
Yes, that's all we needed was that last name. Janet Lee, as a matter of fact. You got the last name and another five. And that Lee, right before the judge hit the buzzer, gives you the lead by five and a great prize, Cheryl. Take a look at this.
Cheryl, capture some magic moments on video with a little help from this lightweight color video camera with removable microphone, plus an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. And it's normally priced at $1,300. But today on sale of the century, it is for only $16.
Oh, isn't that nice? The camera, the video player, small, compact, and somebody told me you have a baby.
I do, and I don't have a video camera. I would love
Well, you know, if you don't buy this, you are going to regret it when you say, I wonder what color, boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl, oh. I wonder what color her hair was, which obviously every mother forgets those things,
yes.
Don't they? Sure they do. But it would be great to take pictures through the years. And because you don't have one, and because you have a baby, I'm going to lop that price way, way down. $1,300 worth of video equipment. For one question, you'll be in a tie with Rocky for just $5. Going once. Yeah, you gotta buy that. Absolutely. Enjoy that. Get a surprise as well. That's terrific. What drawer did you hide it in? A surprise gift goes with it for just $5. That's wonderful. You got all the video equipment and one, two, three, four, $500 in cash. $1,800 bargain for $5. Well done, Cheryl. And a tie match again with Cheryl and Rocky, and we'll be back to finish it up right after this. That's nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's always nice when people get exactly what they wanted, and I don't know if you heard it, but Cheryl said that's exactly what you wanted, right?
Was it
the
is.
Video equipment, and Rocky wanted a microwave. That's
Absolutely.
Terrific. Harold, if you want a new car, all you got to do is win. There's a chance of getting one. Come on. Back to business. In 1951, President Truman charged that he had made unauthorized policy statements. Rocky.
MacArthur.
And he stripped him of his command. MacArthur it is, the champion back in the lead. Yes. In what Scandinavian capital could you visit the charming amusement park called Tivoli Gardens? Rocky.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen is right. Then you got another five of a $10 lead. Give me the last name of father and daughter actors Ephraim and Stephanie. Rocky.
Zimbalist.
Zimbalist is right. Champion starting to make a move. $15 lead. Well. But that could be wiped out right now with a third and final crack of the fame game and a big $25 money card being added. Famous person. I am a businessman and public official born in Iowa in 1874 with the middle name Clark. I was an orphan who picked potato bugs to earn money, but I grew up to become a millionaire mining engineer. Warren G. Harding, Harold.
Hoover.
That's right, Herbert Hoover it is. Yes. fascinating background about Hoover and Harold Gets Control. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind the seven.
Well, if you can stop the lights on that 25, Harold, you would vault into second place, so good luck. Way on the other side, I hope we have a nice prize for him.
A gas grill. A Hardwick gas grill with porcelain enamel maldehyde cooking grid. Adjusting easily up to 3 3/4 inches by use of the convenient upfront handle. Furnished by Hardwick Stove Company.
Very fancy one. $457 worth, as a matter of fact.
Very good.
Harold, tell me that's exactly what you wanted in the
Absolutely.
Whole... Absolutely. I knew that. Boy, you made my day. Now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Rocky at 55, Cheryl at 40, Harold at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What kind of animal is a Clydesdale? Rocky.
A horse.
Right. How many frames make up a complete game of bowling? Cheryl.
10.
Right. What relationship to you is your wife's brother? Cheryl.
Uncle.
Wrong. In literature, who was the twin to Tweedledum? Rocky.
Tweedledee.
Right. What musical instrument has 88 keys? Rocky.
Piano.
Right. The Ganges is the sacred river. Rocky.
India.
Right. What hapless comic strip private was created by Mort Walker? Rocky.
Beetle Belly.
Right. What giant optical instrument sits atop California's... Cheryl.
Telescope?
Yes. In what movie did Humphrey Bogart say, here's looking at you, Kit Rocky?
Casablanca.
Right. To a soldier, what are M1s, M14s, Harold?
Rifles.
Right. Port-au-Prince is the capital of what Caribbean, Rocky?
Haiti.
Right. What rock group cut an album called Rubber Soul? Cheryl.
The Beatles.
Right. In what year did Columbus discover America? Cheryl.
1492.
Right. Who performed the first human heart transplant? Rocky.
Christian Bernard.
Right. What element makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere? Rocky.
Hydrogen.
Wrong. How many prongs would you find on the spear known as a trident? Cheryl.
3.
Right. And how many good time is up? And Rocky with a good speed round again. Congratulations. Back to Rocky in just a moment. First of all, the element that makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere is nitrogen. And what relationship to you is your wife's brother, that is brother-in-law? And Cheryl jumped in quick and was correct. What giant optical instrument sits atop? I was going to say California's Mount Palomar. It is indeed a telescope. Got to say goodbye to Harold and Cheryl, and they are not going home empty-handed. Harold, you've got yourself that gas grill with the cash in front of you. You've got almost $500 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheryl got exactly what she wanted, the video camera, and as a matter of fact, it was a goodbye because he beat you by more than what you spent. So that was a very goodbye. The video camera, $560 in cash. Not a bad one-day total. $1,860. Congratulations. And again, congratulations on the baby. But it is Rocky who's going to join me once again at the winner's board with his lucky squirrel. Come on, Rocky. Congratulations. Good speed round. Another good speed round. And now, going to face the board where there is a lady's fur coat, a beautiful living room, a pocket watch, most unusual, most unique, and make the right combination, you can have all this wonderful bar equipment, Jay.
Here's a new twist for your decor, this handcrafted solid oak bar with brass foot rail, removable wine rack, chopping block, and two carved oak stools with tufted leather seats and brass nail trim. Furnished by Regal Manufacturing Company. And this prize is worth $2,738.
That's very nice. Even with the brass bar around the edge, very nice. It is up here on the board someplace. You make a match, that prize is yours, Rocky. Good luck. Start picking.
3.
Number 3. He always knows his numbers. Fur coat.
That's nice. Number 13.
Number 13. We're looking for a match. Well, we're going to have a match because the next thing after a win card is an automatic match. Rocky, good luck.
Lucky 7.
Number 7. For the win, well, it's not. It's the next thing, and that's another win card. But there are only two of them up here, so you're going to get a thing right now. What is he going to win? This is it.
15.
15. Come on. Be something he likes. $3,000 in cash. That's your luck. That's your luck.
All right.
Lou, come on in here with a bouquet. That is a lovely, lovely choice. Rocky the squirrel brought you luck that time.
Absolutely.
$3,000 in cold cash for Rocky Brown. He's got a great total, and he's got a great... Actually, he got silver the last time. Cash this time, and a good cash total with the cruise to Mexico. Not too bad. Back with his fine champion right after this. Congratulations. I think, yeah, next to the car, the 10 grand, that would be the one I think I would want to walk away with. You can buy anything you want without one.
What do you think, about two hands of blackjack?
I am shocked. Rocky and Summer here talking about gambling the whole minute. My goodness. Well, Rocky's got a couple of nice prizes off that board. He can stay here till he clears that board and adds this.
$50,000 in cash.
Doing well with $3,700 in cash, a total of $14,288 for Rocky Brown. See you next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.